Bum 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 be a dance show, dance show. Bum 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 be a dance show, dance show. Bum 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 be a dance show. Welcome back to the Dance Show. It's a beautiful day in Puerto Rico, and we are here ready to kick it. Good morning, wherever you are, if you're driving in your car, if you're hanging under your house, or if you're waking up and getting ready for a beautiful day, I am here to be your guide. My name is Adani Ande, and I am going to talk to you today about being the lead role in your movie. With my background in show business, I have definitely sort of like used the metaphor of being the lead role in your movie, and I've looked at life as if we're characters in this beautiful, beautiful life that we have and we can make if it's not beautiful. Now, we all go through insecurities at one level or another, right? So if you're not normal. We must stand strong, grow forthrightly, fearlessly towards the obstacles that approach us. It's not easy, I know. All we must do is imagine the life we want for ourselves and develop the talent. It takes 10,000 hours of working towards your goal of what you want to do until achieving mastery, right? So like the Oracle of Delphi said, know thyself and then you'll know the universe. And you'll know the universe. Well, when I'm reading Dr. Daniel Goleman in Emotional Intelligence, he said, and you'll know the universe. Great author. I definitely recommend the book. So with this grand universe, so busy, in the direst situations, we must ask for help. I mean, the universe is busy. The universe is doing things. We can't just say, universe, help us. Oh my God, we're going through a tough time. We have to really say, okay, spirit guides, archangels and ascended masters, whatever you believe in. It could be Buddha. It could be Allah. It could be Krishna. It could be Jesus. It could be Lao Tzu. It could be Abraham. It could be Moses. Anybody that you look up to. Archangels, ascended masters. It could be Doreen Virtue, wrote an incredible book on that. Dr. Doreen Virtue, check her out. She's a spiritual psychologist. And back to the topic of being the lead role in your movie. You are going to be fine, okay? All of you, my readers, my followers, my acolytes, life is easier than it seems. Sometimes we just blow it out of proportion. What you desire out of life, it could be fame, it could be success, it could be love, it could be happiness. They're all drivers for the soul, okay? Plato said that the soul is in the head. Jesus said that the soul is in the heart. That's in a book called Mysticism. I'm reading a book called Mysticism and it's incredible. Evelyn something, oh my God. Please don't kill me for not quoting her correctly. I will quote it in my Twitter. Go to my Twitter today and I will quote her name, Mysticism, on my Twitter. Anyways, back to the script, back to what we were saying. Be the lead role in your movie. The world is a stage and we are all actors. And now I ask you, would you like to be the lead role in your movie? In the end, there are heroes and villains, triumphs and tragedies. Karma, for me, is real. It's subjective, but part of the Vedic astrologies of Hinduism and Buddhism and this wheel of samsara. Just imagine a wheel, right? A wheel with different spokes. And in each wheel and spoke, you live a different lifetime, where if you do good, you will receive good. If you do bad, in this life or the next lifetime, you will have to pay the consequences. That just makes sense. It's logical. It's the difference between good and it's the law of cause and effect, okay? And if you do not believe in reincarnation, which Jesus actually talked about reincarnation, there's a book called The Synchronicity Key by David Wilcock, author of The Source Field Investigations. I do implore and exhort all of you to look into the book. It's towards the beginning of the book. You could see passages that made it past the New King James Bible, the New Testament. It's in the New Testament and it talks about reincarnation, Jesus alluding to it. Now, if you don't believe in reincarnation, do a hypnotic regression with a hypnotherapist to your past lives and you'll see it's true. I did it and it was insane. I was a Native American. I was an indigenous Indian in Mexico. So you do good and good will come back to you. On the contrary, the antithesis will have a devastating effects. If you do really bad. So do good and good will come back to you. Leave the world a better place than how you found it. Relieve other suffering and you will relieve your own. Thank you for tuning into The Don Show. I love you all. Have a beautiful day and take care. Be safe, wear your seatbelt, and avoid conflict at all costs. And thank you for tuning in to The Don Show. A Don Show. The Don Show. A Don Show. Bam 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 bam, the Adon Show. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. Bye bye.